Okay, so the title of the talk is Entering the Mandala. So, brothers in the Dharma, we're about to embark on a journey. Not just any old journey, and not just any old destination, but a journey that takes us from the world of the mundane to the world of the transcendental. From the gross to the subtle. From chaos to order, from outer to inner. This isn't the kind of journey that we all made to get here, as special to us as that might have been. In fact, now we're here, we're not going anywhere. At least we're not travelling any further, in the ordinary sense of the word. We're going to journey on in a completely different way. We've already left behind, to a large extent, the ordinary world, our friends, our families, our homes, our work, our own cozy little worlds scattered across the country like so many pebbles on a beach. Perhaps we've not left those worlds entirely behind us, just yet. Perhaps we need to let go emotionally and mentally, as well as physically. In fact, we need to forget the past altogether. And this we must do. If we're going to continue our journey, our hearts and minds need to be carried along, need to be refocused, pointed in a new direction altogether. And this new direction is directionless. We'll go no further, physically, than this very room, this very spot. As travellers, our journey continues inwardly. We are, you could say, about to travel from the periphery of our knowledge to the centre of all understanding. Our passage will be from the world of the material to the world of the spirit, a world inhabited by beings almost beyond comprehension. In fact, we are going to enter the mandala of the five Buddhas. If indeed we are to enter the mandala, not only must we leave behind the ordinary worlds we occupy with our gross physical substance, but we need to let go completely of all vestiges of clinging to the familiar. We will only be able to enter the mandala if we do so. We must let go of everything. The mandala is not open to spiritual sightseers, and we must endeavour to be far more than mere tourists. We need to have the intention to make the divine mansion at the heart of the mandala our home. So we can't enter the mandala just yet. We're not ready. We're not pure enough. In fact, we're not worthy so much as to even look at the mandala, let alone step into it. We are a million miles, a billion, an infinity away from glimpsing the Buddhas. An enormous chasm has to be traversed, a chasm of faith, a chasm of understanding, a chasm of transformation.